The story is about two crises: climate change and menopause. Okay, the last one isn't so much a crisis, though it feels like one. The change. C'est la catastrophe. He gestures at the sky, the sun, his arms flailing upward. This 70-odd-year-old Frenchman, a fellow pilgrim on this 850-kilometer Camino walk, talks too much. Alex is hopeful she'll never see him again after this moment. For now, though, they, his wife included, share what meager shade this tree offers. Alex follows the arcs of his arms. Not a cloud in the sky. It is early June, mid-morning, and 40 degrees Celsius and climbing. Sweat slips over his face. He daubs repeatedly, neck, forehead, mouth. Spittle gathers at the corners of his lips. His wife, as short and wiry as he, sits beside him. She smiles, nods often, but does not speak. He introduces himself and his wife, Bernard and Jeanette. They occupy the only log under the tree. Alex sits among roots, which smell faintly of urine and oranges. She notes the power bar wrappers that litter the tree's roots, some folded into small squares and wedged into the crevices like prayer notes. She glances at the couple, shifts her weight. Overhead, five or six black shapes circle ride the updraft. They're too high to identify. By their numbers and size, she guesses griffin vultures. Alex takes out her phone. There's still cell reception. The bird app offers little. She Googles Wikipedia. To contain mad cow disease, she reads, the European Union banned farmers from leaving livestock carcasses in the fields. Vulture numbers declined and behavior altered. Farmers claim this ban and a scarcity of wild carrion compelled vultures to prey on livestock. Alex's eyebrows rise, and it appears to feed on humans.